lady's words, taken from The Mystical City of God, Coronation, Book 2, Chapter 27. Our Lady warns us not to be forgetful of our last hour and to be always sorry for even the smallest sins.
My daughter, in order to understand the jubilee caused in me by the announcement of the end of my mortal life, man must consider the desire and force of the love that urged me on to reach and see God in the glory He had prepared for me from all eternity. This mystery entirely exceeds human capacity, and what the children of the Church are able to understand of it for their consolation, they do not seek to merit or make themselves capable of, for they do not apply the interior light or purify their conscience for its proper reception. On thee, my divine Son, and I have liberally conferred this and other mercies, and I assure thee, my dearest, that happy are the eyes which see what thou hast seen, and hear what thou hast heard. Guard thy treasure, and do not lose it. Labor with all thy power to gain the fruit of this knowledge and of my teaching. I desire of thee that part of this fruit shall be to dispose thyself from this hour for thy death, in imitation of me, since, having the certainty of its coming, any space of time should seem short to thee for completing this business of eternal loss or gain. No rational creature was so certain of eternal reward as I. Yet, notwithstanding this certainty, I receive notice of my death 3 years in advance, and thou hast seen how nevertheless I disposed myself and prepared myself for the hour of death with the holy fear proper to a mortal and earth-born creature. In this I acted as a creature subject to death and as the teacher of the Church, giving an example to the rest of the faithful of what they are to do as mortals and as more in want of such preparation for avoiding eternal damnation. Among the absurd fallacies introduced by the demon into the world, none is greater or more pernicious than the forgetfulness of the hour of death and of what is to happen at the court of the rigorous judge. Consider, my daughter, that through this portal sin entered into the world, for the serpent sought to convince the first woman principally that she would not die and need not think of that matter. Thus continually deceived, there are uncountable fools who live without the thought of death and who die forgetful of the unhappy lot that awaits them. In order that thou mayest not be seized by this human perversity, begin to convince thyself now that thou must die irrevocably, that thou hast received much and paid little, that the account shall be so much the more rigorous, as the judge has been more liberal in the gifts and talents lavished upon thee in thy sphere. I do not ask of thee more, and also not less, than what thou owest to thy spouse and to thy Lord, which is always to operate the best in all places, times, and occasions, without permitting any forgetfulness, intermission, or carelessness. If in thy weakness thou incurrest the guilt of some omission or negligence, let not the sun go down or the day pass without having sorrowed for it, or confessed it, if thou canst, as if it were for the last account. Proposing amendment, even of the slightest fault, commence to work with new fervor and solicitude, like one from whom the time is slipping away for accomplishing such an arduous and laborious task as the gaining of the eternal glory and felicity, and the avoiding of everlasting death and punishment. This is to be the continual occupation of all thy spiritual and sensitive faculties, in order that thou make hope certain and joyful, in order that thou mayest not labor in vain, nor run on into the uncertain, like those who content themselves with some good work, which they mix up with many reprehensible and detestable crimes. These cannot walk in security and joy of interior hope, since their own conscience assails them and saddens them, unless they are lost in forgetfulness and in the foolish delights of the flesh. In order to fill all thy works with perfection, continue the exercises I have shown thee, and also those that art accustomed to in preparation for death, and all the prayers, prostrations, and aspirations thou usually practice. Then receive the spiritual viaticum, as if for departure from the earth to the other life, taking leave and forgetting all that thou hast in this life. Enkindle thy heart with the desire of seeing thy God, and rise up to his presence, where is to be thy future habitation and thy present conversation.